would you use it, but you wouldn't call them bottoms or bottom land.
Yeah. We asked, so where are you putting our corn? Down in my bottom land, you see, okay. Along the creek.
Now, land that has water on it all the time would be called...
You mean standing on all the time? Well,
you have to do something with that if you want to get it off.
You have to drain it, you know.
Yeah. Now, if you're, what would you call, what do you call that kind of land that you have to drain? If I call it a swamp.
Swamp.
Yeah. Are there other things like swamps that might have these cattails growing in them and things like that? The ducks like them.
Yeah. Creek bottomland, yeah. Some of it are that away. You know.
They have anything they call marshes.
Yeah. Marshy land.
Yeah. Now, how does that differ from swampy land? Is it about the same thing?
Well, marshes might be drained enough to grow on, and too swampy, they close.
I see. Okay, that's good. Now, after what, when they're going to drain a marsh or a swamp, you'd say they're cutting. They have to cut
a ditch to.
All right. Now you mentioned the Nolichucky. That's a river. What other rivers are very close by?
Well, we have the Nolichucky over here, and we have the Watauga over here in Kingsport. I mean, in Holston too, down through there. And they originate. The Watauga originate up here in the mountain, and the Holston comes even out of Virginia, I think.
Uh-huh. And then something a little smaller than a river would be a.
We call them creeks.
And what creeks do you have around here?
Well. I was born down here, and there's two creeks that drain a lot of Washington County this way, and they just say 2 miles apart. I mean, some places, and they call this one Muddy Fork limestone, the other Clear Fork limestone.
Uh-huh. They're both part of the limestone creek.
Yeah, they come together way down here. And then it's called Big Limestone.
Big Limestone is down on 11, going down to toward Greenville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Something smaller than a creek, though, might be called
branch.
And then anything smaller than that, it was smaller than a branch.
Yeah. The just a seep, like, you know.
Okay. Now, if when it rains and the water comes, if they've had a lot of erosion and the water comes pouring down the hill and it just washes through there, what do you call that kind of it might be pretty deep too.
It's a gully washer, I guess.
Okay. And you'd call that a gully, that kind of a...
Yeah. It's washed gullies all over his farm, we'll say.
Uh-huh. Now, is there anything bigger than a gully? I mean, like a deep, narrow valley cut by a small stream that might go away, you know.
Yeah.
Not yet mountain Colorado, but...
They don't have many here. But I'll tell you, there's a farm over here we used to call the Johnny Good Farm. And I don't know why. Of course, there's a good, long drainage. And there's ditches over there you might not hide a house in.
Is that right?
But of late years, they're not washing out deeper.
Uh-huh. Now, talking about elevations of land, when the land gets up, you have a
hill,
and then higher than that would be a
mountain, I guess.
All right. Now, around the mountains, close to the mountains, we get into that very hilly land, and you call that the.